Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 405. Justification, use of deadly physical force.
A. A person is justified in threatening or using deadly physical force against another.
1. If such person would be justified in threatening or using physical force against the other, under Section 13.404, and 2. When and to the degree a reasonable person would believe that deadly physical force is immediately necessary to protect himself against the other's use or attempted use of unlawful deadly physical force.
B. A person has no duty to retreat before threatening or using deadly physical force, pursuant to this section, if the person is in a place where the person may legally be, and is not engaged in an unlawful act.
According to Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 405, a person is justified in threatening or using deadly physical force against another person if two conditions are met. If the person would be justified in threatening or using physical force against the other person under Section 404, when a reasonable person would believe that deadly physical force is immediately necessary to protect themselves against the other person's use or attempted use of unlawful deadly physical force. For instance, if a person is confronted with an armed attacker who is threatening their life with a weapon, they may be justified in using deadly physical force, such as using a firearm, to defend themselves. This is because a reasonable person in that situation would believe that immediate deadly force is necessary to protect their own life. According to Section 405, a person has no duty to retreat before threatening or using deadly physical force if they are in a place where they are legally allowed to be, and are not engaged in an unlawful act. This is often called the Stand Your Ground law. Please note that not all states offer this same provision, and you should be knowledgeable of local laws when traveling outside of Arizona. If a person is lawfully present in their own home and faces a threat of deadly physical force, they do not have a duty to retreat before using deadly physical force to protect themselves. They are entitled to stand their ground and defend themselves within the confines of the law. Understanding Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 405 is crucial for individuals to know the circumstances in which the use of deadly physical force is considered justified. It is important to note that the use of deadly force should only be employed when a reasonable person would believe it is immediately necessary to protect against the other person's use or attempted use of unlawful deadly physical force.